This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago and Cook County recently got more than $670 million in federal relief funding for flooding caused by some big storms over the last couple of years. And if you're one of the roughly 70,000 Chicago area residents whose basements flooded in the summer of 2023, then you're likely breathing a sigh of relief. That disaster was the largest emergency in Illinois history. Thousands filed for flood assistance. Some areas, like Chatham on the south side, got hit harder than others, and many residents weren't prepared. Now, Chatham residents are being armed with a new app to help track the impact of flooding. The project is led by UChicago PhD student Kelly Wagman, and she joined us in the studio. We also had Nidra Sims-Fears, executive director of the Greater Chatham Initiative, which collaborated on the project. Nidra started by explaining how bad the flooding can get for people in Chatham.
Chatham, unfortunately, has the worst flooding of any community in Chicagoland.
Yeah.
Center for Neighborhood Technology did a study, and 64% of people who have properties in Chatham experience flooding over during a 10-year period.
Wow.
So it is very, very high compared to our neighbors. And just to put a face on it, I myself grew up in a home that flooded constantly, and to the extent that not only did you have to deal with the flooding, but the flooding triggered electrical fires, and the house literally was on fire with smoke damage. And so it takes a hit, because I don't have any personal memorabilia growing up in the as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And also it has an effect on property values, because if you always are having to tear out your basement and redo portions of your home, it can decrease the property value. So mm-hmm. it's a very serious problem.
So Kelly, I mean, when did this sort of hit your radar? When did you become aware that this is a big issue on the south side?
A couple of years ago, my group at the University of Chicago partnered with Argonne National Labs climate scientist and the Crocus Initiative, which stands for Community Research on Climate and Urban Science.
Mm-hmm.
And we were introduced to Nidra through that, and we started having conversations and realized how bad the flooding could be. And we wanted to use our skills as computer scientists and try to figure out something that we could do.
Yeah, so did it sort of immediately come to you that technology, specifically a new app, that could be the potential solution here? Or did that take some more brainstorming?
We are actually interested in using a human-centered design process. So instead of starting with the technology, we started with engaging the community. So we had some possible ideas that we surfaced, but we really wanted to understand what the community's needs were, what they wanted to focus on, and follow their lead in terms of eventually coming up with the design that we landed on.
Yeah. Well, tell us more about the app. What does it do exactly? How does it work?
So it's a way to report flood incidents. So when you look at it, it looks like a map, and you can click on the map and add a report that has things like severity of flooding, depth of water, whether the flooding is on property or in a street. There's also a community feed where you can see what others have reported, and there are ways to submit the report to both 311 or your local alderman.
Okay, so once disaster strikes, basically, you can go in and you can plug in all the information, everything that you're mm-hmm. seeing.
Right, but it's more than that, in as much that it can be, so it has resources mm-hmm. so that if we know that a severe flooding event is imminent, that we will provide information on what to do, There are several steps, and there's lots of resources that are available to people so that it can be used in a pre-flooding event, and then during flooding, and then post-flooding.
Oh.
And it provides a service so that Chatham residents can talk to each other so that if flooding is happening, it's like, okay, don't cross the 87th Street Viaduct, avoid the 63rd Street Viaduct, because flooding happens not only in homes, but also on streets, and you don't want your car to be flooded out underneath a viaduct.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So this app, it's still in prototype stage, is that right?
Yes. We've had a couple of meetings with the community, and we have a prototype that we're going to show a group of residents in February, and we're hoping to release it more broadly in the spring.
Yeah. I want to go back to your personal story that you mentioned briefly at the top there, Nidra, about, you know, growing up in Chatham, because when we tie this to the flooding conversation, we know water in the basement, that's bad enough, right? There's more at risk here, though, right? We're talking damaged property, the risk of fire, and much more. So talk to us about what residents have experienced there over the years, especially when major rainfall happens.
The flooding is catastrophic for residents. We have had a series of flood prevention fairs where we've had people come and share their experiences. So literally living in the basement, having everything that you own have to be thrown out, to what is also so important, many of the developers in our community, in order to raise those property values, they put in finished basements. And as a old timer, we just hold our breath, because if that brand new square footage in the basement is now wrecked, your house has just lost 30% to 40% of its value, and your equity has disappeared. And that is what keeps me up at night, because we want people to be proud of their home ownership, and it's not a catch-22 that you don't know if your basement is or is not going to flood, and suddenly you're financially upside down as far as your mortgage and the housing value.
Yeah, you're nodding there, Kelly. I mean, is this some of the impact that you're keeping front of mind?
Yes, we have definitely tried to really understand from the residents' perspectives what their key concerns are. And we know that an app can't literally stop the flooding, but we hope that, like Nidra has said, it can be a communication tool, it can raise awareness, it can provide a data set that hopefully can inform future decision making. So these are all things we've kept in mind as we've done the design.
So you talked more there, Kelly, about how this app really, it's helping two sides here. It's helping the residents. It's also helping scientists, right? So just explain that a bit more and tell us, will residents be able to see how the scientists are using their data?
Mm-hmm. So we primarily wanted to design a tool that would be immediately beneficial to residents, but we also wanted to keep in mind the fact that the scientists are studying this area and trying to understand why Chatham floods. And this type of data that is gathered by residents can be really useful for informing the science beyond what they're able to collect with the types of sensors that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So we can share an anonymized version of the data with the consent of the Greater Chatham Initiative in order to inform the science and create a better picture of what's happening there.
Yeah. So this data is getting collected and scientists are using it to create these simulation models. The overall goal here, should lawmakers and emergency services use that data to sort of inform how they address the problem or even aim to prevent floodings? Again, talking about that pre-flood period. Is that what we're trying to get to?
We definitely hope that, yeah, this data set, as well as the science that the Crocus team is doing, can inform policymakers and others.
Yeah. You agree, Nidra?
Absolutely. Not only do we want it to inform the policymakers, but to also the homeowners, because you can live in side-by-side bungalows, one flood, one doesn't. So we're trying to drill down and understand why one flood and why one does not.
Yeah.
And that's really important. We're also looking at data from a block, because a block acts as an ecosystem, and super blocks act as an ecosystem. That's where you may have 10 or 20 blocks together.
Oh, okay.
So it's informing everyone, because people blocks are living institutions. People move in and move out, and you may not have that historical reference of who floods when, but this app can be that historic record for the community that we can use to better understand why flooding occurs, how to prevent it.
Yeah, and I want to tap more into your vision here, Kelly. Where do you want to see this project go? Best case scenario.
Best case scenario is that it could be highly useful in the Chatham neighborhood, and that it could also function as a blueprint for other neighborhoods. We are hoping to eventually open source the data so you could create your own version of the app in a different neighborhood. But we think that part of what's really important is that the data is owned by the community. Mm-hmm. So we never want to see that compromised. We want to make sure that the community is always in ownership of their own data and gets to decide what happens with it.
Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts on that too, Nidra. Other neighborhoods are bearing the brunt of this problem too.
Absolutely, because what makes Chicago great that we have 77 neighborhoods is also one of its weaknesses, in as much that neighborhoods are very different. So flooding disproportionately happens in the south and west side, mm-hmm. and that the city does not have a plan for what happens when flooding occurs.
Yeah, we got some suburbs and west suburbs too that get hit
right,
pretty hard.
The south suburbs and west suburbs. And what's really challenging about Chatham is that the flooding happens because of the sewer system, that the sewer system that has been designed has not been designed to stop the flooding that occurs in our homes. And so we really want to use this information to push policymakers so that they really address why it has happened, because so far the how they've mitigated it has not stopped it from happening.
Yeah.
So we really want the best minds and Argonne supercomputer to model what is going to work. And this information is really important because neighborhoods have not been modeled. Mm-hmm. And so there's no way to say this is what's going to make it stop.
Yeah, this will be a great resource to help folks, you know, when rain floods their neighborhoods. Anything else you'd like to see? Other tools?
I just would like to see more funding to fix this in real time and not 20 years from now.
Or after the fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. We've been talking with Kelly Wagman, who is a UChicago fourth year PhD student, and Nidra Sims Fears with the Greater Chatham Initiative. Thank you both so much for stopping by today.
Our pleasure. So much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and edited by Meha Ahmed. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Reset takes breaking national and international news and brings you the local impact and perspective. For more conversations like this, make sure you're subscribed to the Reset Podcast so you never miss an episode. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again later today.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.